Hello?
Hello, Susan.
Hi. That was very unprofessional.
Hello.
You just talked on the phone. I
Yeah,
know.
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, living the dream.
Well, God bless. I'm glad someone is.
I'm
I'd ask you
trying.
about those bills, but I know it'll just piss you off, so.
I hope they both lose.
You know, I don't know if that, you know, I still can't understand how we can have a freaking tie, but that annoys me too.
It does actually annoy me in every case except for this weekend. I would be totally okay with it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? I don't know how you would do that at the Super Bowl. How would you see, how do the rules? It's interesting, you know, because it's also backwards now. It's like, I just wish they put some 1970, bring back some clips of the old days of football so people could see how the game really should be played,
I
honestly. Besides,
agree.
you know, get out there and just do your job.
I agree.
You
I
know,
agree.
I'm a Bears fan, so you can imagine my disdain too.
Oh, the Bears, I was rooting for the Bears. The Bears look good. I like Caleb Williams.
I love him. Guy.
Yeah. I was kind of rooting for him. I was kind of sad that
I
they
was
lost.
rooting for you guys too, actually, just so you know.
Thank you. I appreciate
Very
that.
sorry. Yeah.
It's
So,
okay. We'll be
life
fine.
without alcohol and food, so it is what
Correct. It'll
it
be fine. It'll be fine. We'll numb the pain. It'll be fine.
Hey,
Yeah.
so I have actually a call for a natural diamond.
Oh, love it.
Like, I can't even tell you. It's like, I just want to puke lately. I'm just so over
Are
these.
you doing just more Labrone?
Even if we're doing them, we've been with Kessler's in town. I think it's hurt us a little bit, and I think that people are way overpaying. And I don't know either that or start getting it online, and which is honestly what I think is happening. I think that, you know, the lab diamond market has literally taken the air out of the new generation, and they're just like, well, I can get that online. It's the same thing. So what's the difference? And they don't even. They used to want to study and get their education. Now they don't care.
Yeah.
Some of these kids, well, these people are older, so they're like my age, okay?
Okay.
Doing her ring. And then she's like, what's the, and you know, I got so mad. I had to stop. I got a little
Why?
frustrated because I couldn't say what I actually wanted to fucking say. Which
Why?
maybe you don't feel this way, because she's like, well, I want to make sure that, you know, I know, but at least with a lab diamond, it's ethically sourced. And I said, well, it depends on
Ugh.
what you mean about ethically sourced. So we went down that road. And she goes, well, I just don't want to know there's any blood on my diamond. And I wanted to
Oh
say
my
to them,
God.
throw your fucking phone in the garbage.
Oh God.
I was just mad. So I
Please,
guess it was just mad.
please stop watching movies. Like, listen.
You know, Brad Pitt, I used to like him, not anymore. When I
Yeah.
found out he doesn't bathe that much and all this other shit, he's just off my list.
Yeah. Listen, there's definitely in other countries some things that go on that we as Americans, but let's be honest, there's some things in our country that go on that we don't, I wouldn't fucking be proud of it
Exactly.
there.
Those people still need to eat.
Yeah, well, what they don't know is how much it does, like the mining and the diamond mines, what they do for the communities, for women, for children. I mean, it supports children going to school, women with an education, and giving them jobs. Like, it puts so much into their communities. It's crazy. So, like, they're always like, we want to make sure it's ethical and this and this. Like, yeah, obviously, we don't want anyone dying, but that's going to happen regardless of our industry. Like, that's separate. It does so many positive things. It's crazy that
Yeah.
people don't, they ignore. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, you're
It
dumb.
is. It is. It is really hard, and it's so. It's just very tough for me sometimes to just, you know. And I remember having this conversation with Maggie once, and she said that you guys, the way that you shop, and I don't care how you do it, but she said basically you're ethically sourced. And believe me,
Yeah.
I. Okay.
No, yeah, for sure. We don't parcel buy. We go through each diamond. We work with vendors. I mean, the majority are in Israel, to be honest. But these are partners that we've been with for years. No, it's crazy. And so, like, again, the good stuff that it does for the communities is so crazy. It like for the medical aspect, making sure they get help, like some kind of health care, or you know what I mean, providing them doctors and nurses. Like it's insane. And people only will watch a movie and then be like, I want to ethically, I don't want any blood. Like, okay.
Well, you also don't want to. I'm just like there.
Yeah, I agree.
I could appreciate it if it was so bad, or you know, there was really. I actually haven't seen the movie. Don't care to see the movie. It was the same thing with Adam Sandler's movie and that thing. I just am not there. It's like, oh my God.
I mean, it was a movie. I mean, it was good. They were both good. I watched it before Blood Diamond. I watched before I worked here. No, maybe I didn't. I think it was after. I lied.
Okay.
I think it was like right after I got it, because now I'm like, oh, I'm in the business. Let me see what this is about. And I watched Uncut Gems, and I pointed out that we were actually in our book was in the movie Uncut Gems.
Oh, really?
It was. It was on the desk. I was like, oh, okay. But
cool. You should be very proud of that.
It was so cool. But and I can remember coming back and asking Andrew, like, what's the deal and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, this is the thing. He's like, you know, there was a time where it was really, really bad. He's like, but that's when, you know, the countries came together and they created the Kimberley Process. And to ensure, he's like, now do things happen? And is the government corrupt? And he's like, yes. He goes, but that's everywhere. And it's not necessarily on just our industry. It's overall, right?
Yeah, you need to start to be upset with the food market.
Yeah, right. Correct. It's crazy. So, but it was very interesting. I mean, they were good movies. Actually, the Adam Sandler one kind of bothered me. I liked it, but it bothered me.
I got halfway through it, and I felt like I was almost like drunk. I couldn't get through it. You know?
Yeah.
I had anxiety. I mean, it just like, and I don't usually get that way, but it just like, I don't know. There was just, it was a lot.
Yeah, the ending was really where it kind of it ruined it. It was disturbing.
Okay, well, I was disturbed before that, so I'm glad I
So perfect. But it was, it's a movie, so I took it in, but it did, like, I think because it's in our industry, it hits a little bit different, so I get that.
Yeah, well, it is a movie, and people need to
right.
get a grip. It wasn't a fucking documentary.
Correct. Calm down, but, you know, people are. But I haven't heard that in a long time, which is hilarious to me.
I know, and that's what I thought, too, because then she's like, well, and it's very hard for me because, you know, this is where I struggle.
Bullshit. She's like, bullshit, you do not know. The lady, I'm like,
I just want to say, are you fucking kidding me? You're a grown-ass woman, you're my age, and you're asking me where the value is on lab diamonds versus natural diamonds. Oh, God,
correct.
They're in the toilet. I mean, they got cheaper just from standing here talking to me.
Correct. God. It's wild.
Just if you want to buy something that looks good that isn't going to cost you a lot of money, get a lab diamond. If you want to get something that means something that has value, I mean, it kind of explains the process, how the diamond's unearthed, and it's, And that's fine, and I think there should be more articles every day flooding social media about that. There's one guy that I really like, and I shared one with Desiree, but he really kind of puts it in perspective with lab versus natural.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, it's like, see how a diamond is mined, and see how where it goes. I mean, condense a version into like, you know, a minute and a half, but it goes through a lot of hands.
Oh yeah.
For it, you know.
Oh yeah.
Have we lost a lot of cutters?
Yeah, we have actually. So after COVID, so the majority were overseas, India typically, and because COVID and it all stopped, they had to get new jobs. Like, they're not the type that are just in one field. They go where they can find a job and where they can earn money. So, and we didn't get them back. You know, they went into textiles and whatnot. Yeah, which sucks. Because the demand, and it's funny because, again, we're going to always have it. It's just going to be harder to get. It's going to be more time. So that's why we've started to see a slight increase in pricing in the bigger sizes, 2 Carat Plus. 1 Carat Plus, or I'm sorry, under, you know, 1.5 has gone typically down, but that's to help to convert it from the lab to the natural.
Okay.
So we have been seeing that a little bit more, which is good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm not getting the bridle like I used to, and I don't know if it, right now, I'm sure it's the weather. It's been a little real.
Ugh, gross. I know.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Yeah, this changes, but this is somebody completely new that came in.
Okay.
I'd like to wow them. I'd like to get a beautiful diamond for them and then also be able to extend a decent price to them. I know they've shot 3 other places.
Oh, God.
I didn't even go into any of the... I didn't do what I normally do too much. I just kind of, this is what you want. I'll get in what I can get as close to the setting.
Mm-hmm.
Setting in person, and I'll get in the diamonds, and we can go from there. I kind of gave them the spiel that we always give everybody. You know, we get you whatever you want, and we do GIA. But the thing of it is, you know, if they've got an H or an I that looks as good as, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to say, hey, because it's going to save you in value, and there's other factors involved. It's the cut. It's the polish.
Yeah.
You know. So,
yep.
So again, it's kind of, I didn't get a budget from them. They're way too grown up for me to ask them that. I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Okay.
They should know.
Okay.
So I'm always budgety, though. You know, I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But just, I need a 2-carat oval. If I could just show a couple, if not, would be good.
Okay.
I want them colorless. And even if it's under a colorless, if it looks great, I trust your judgment.
So DEF?
Huh?
You want colorless DEF?
You're colorless.
That's okay. No, that's all right.
Yeah,
I was like,
because
that's going to change definitely. I mean, you're talking for a natural, you're talking 11 to 13,000 SI2, H or better, or I or better. I mean, that's
like, I'm just asking, do you have any Freddy 180 or anything like that? So maybe I could have 2 2-carats and maybe
mm-hmm.
something smaller, but faces up nice.
It's not going to change the price point.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you find.
When is the customer coming in?
When I tell them to.
Okay. I'll probably need a day just because we don't have really much because of the... Well, we went to Centurion, so the majority of them went to Centurion.
Yeah.
So we were hoping they'd be back today, and it's not looking good.
I'm sure. I would say this. If I could have them by the middle to the end of next week, that would be great.
Okay.
You know, my other clients are doing the same thing I'm doing right now. I'm sure, and I don't think they went to Milo, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. That's right.
How was the show?
It was good. It was really, really good. We had, I don't like Centurion, personally. Have you been to Centurion?
No.
I think they're all assholes, to be honest. It's higher end stores, Rolex, and I don't always think they're the nicest.
Yeah, I
honest.
Have a hard time in this industry with that attitude.
Yeah. Like I said hi to somebody who was just walking by, and I get it. Like you're at a show, and you probably don't want to be. You know, try to be sold. But I was just saying hi, and she looked me up and down and kept walking. I'm like, okay, well, you have a blessed day. And she turned around and gave me a dirty look. I'm like, bye. Because fuck you, basically. Like,
yeah.
I'm being kind.
Yeah.
And so a vendor and I were talking, and he was like, you know, it's not like how it used to be. Like, people are just so rude. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I just had a... like make a stink face at some lady, and it was a high-end store. I recognized it. I don't care. We even work with them. I could care less. Like if I'm a human being, you're going to show me kindness. Like if otherwise you're a piece of shit. Like that's it.
Yeah.
And so as we're talking, a jeweler come up, a really, really big jeweler in Georgia. And I don't work with her, but I recognize the name. And, she was like, hi. I go, hi, I'm Ann. She's like, hi, I'm Donna. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you, Donna. And I was like, oh, I love your rings. I was like, yeah, we were just talking about just how, and she knew the other guy. She didn't know me. And he was like, yeah, we were just talking about how, you know, the industry has changed and how, like, you know, you know, people just walk around and aren't even nice. I'm like, yeah, you would think that, you know, another human being saying hello to you and showing you some kind of respect, you would want to reciprocate that. I go, for some reason at the show, we don't get that as much. And she was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. I was like, my mother taught me, you know, how to be a good person, so I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, funny.
I'm going to continue to be that way. So, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I hate people that think that they're better than you.
I know. It's fine.
You know, chances are they're a worse person than you are, and, you know, you can't even freaking call them out on it.
See, that's my problem, because even the owner's son was with me, and he's like, Ann. I'm like, no, fuck that. I don't care. He's like, Ann. He's like, you need to be more professional. I'm like, they need to be kinder. I was like, sorry, Sam.
Wow.
I was like, I don't take disrespect very well. Like, I'm not going to be ghetto. Like, I'm not going to go that route, but I'm not going to be treated poorly or allow you to treat somebody nasty or poorly just because you have a Rolex on your wrist and I don't. I don't care.
I've had a fucking Rolex, and you know what? I'm not that fancy, and you know I've sold my Rolex. But that doesn't make, see, that's the thing. These people, that, you know, I love the idea of being in a luxury business, but it's not that you're a fucking rich snob. I mean, I hate that shit.
And the majority aren't. Like, I really feel, so, like, I'm a little biased, and I understand this. I go to every show, and this is a real story. Maggie will vouch for this. Every time I step off the plane, and the first moment I see a jeweler, I'm like, I fucking hate these people. I was like, God, I hate these people. Except for my jewel, and I know they're mine, and I have the really, my jewelers are amazing, and I mean that. Like, I think they're kind. I don't accept disrespect, and I don't, like, and I'm lucky because it's a double-edged sword, right? Like, we're in sales.
Right.
So this is business, and I get that. But at the same time, like, I can't get over that. Like, I have to align and work with people who feel the same way. Like, I would never – none of my jewelers would ever be disrespectful ever to any of my coworkers. Ever. And that because that's what I – you know what I mean? Like, I choose to work with people who are good people. So my jewelers are the best. I feel bad for everybody else here. And I say it all the time. I'm like, my jewelers, the best. The cream of the crop. And there's some that I don't work with that I love. Like, they're great people.
Sure. Yeah,
but
sure.
Mine are by far.
It's like going to the day before the luxury.
Yeah.
They get there early.
Same thing.
Show, but they walk around like their shit doesn't stink.
It's wild.
Puke.
It's annoying. I turn my badge around now. Like, when I was walking at the show, I turn my badge so nobody could even see who I was. Nope. I do it all the time now. You will not see who I am. I will say hi to you because as soon as they see I'm a vendor, they're like, like, nah.
Wow.
So you can't even see who I am.
Wow.
It's all right. But no, let me go through inventory. Monday,
okay.
I'll get a better idea of what I got.
Okay, well, are you let me know today or Monday?
Probably Monday, because there's nothing here today.
Okay, that sounds
literally
good.
There's a W, if you want a W color.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of talked about cut and polish. I think.
Yeah.
So those are, like, important to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the ones I have here are either way, way overpriced, like DVVSs, or like a W. So, but I should have it all on Monday.
Okay.
All right.
Well, have a great weekend. And
you do the same, and I'm hoping the Bills and the Bears win.
Yeah, me too. And by the way, I have Super Bowl numbers, though, so that's the only reason.
Do you know how mad I am? We do numbers here. We do what's it called every year, and I wasn't here, and we didn't do it.
Oh man!
So I have no squares.
Still find a bar. Get on.
That's true. I guess
yeah.
So. I could. It just pissed me off because we do it every year.
Yeah, some people consider it a lot of work. They don't like dealing with it. But you know, think about the old days when we did it. We didn't have Zelle or Venmo or anything.
Right. You had to collect.
Yeah.
I know.
It's still,
sucks.
Yeah. I'm telling you, so, but we'll see. But wish me luck, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, honey. I'll talk
right.
to you Tuesday or Monday.
Just all right.
Call my cell phone.
Okay.
Cell phone.
Okay.
And then I'll call you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, you're all welcome. Right. Bye.